This is a lecture given at St. David's Episcopal Church in Austin, Texas. Visit our website, stdave.org.
This is work we do together. But we have to know first that we need each other, and we have to know that we need a Savior. Without that knowledge, our attempts fall flat. And one, when we think that we are really in control of our lives and doing it all ourselves, then we are really lost. We come to today's gospel lesson, where Jesus, having just chosen the 12 disciples after a night in prayer to God on top of a mountain, he comes down with the apostles and finds a great multitude of people, this huge crowd from all over, who had come to hear him and be healed of their diseases. And then what does he do? Does he look at the crowd? No. He looks at his disciples, these ones he has just selected, and he speaks these words from our lesson today. And they're not easy words. They're not words full of promises of wealth and power and ease. Jesus is not saying your life will be comfortable and easy and clear. These are words to turn the world upside down, to remind us that wealth can isolate us from God and from the rest of the community. These are words to remind us that our true blessings come from God and not from the things of this world. We have the kingdom of God. We are filled. We laugh, not because this world makes it easy for us to do so, but because we are disciples of the one that created food and laughter and the kingdom of God. And we find this joy because God sees us. We hear that Jesus looked at his disciples when he spoke. He sees them together. And because we see ourselves together with other Christians, not trying to do it alone. Okay, it's true confession time. I am a fan of Buffy the Vampire Slayer. It's a TV show that was on, if you're not familiar with it, from 1997 to 2003. Thanks to the power of the internet, you can catch up at any time. It was my escape in the early days of raising young babies. Josh Whedon is the creator, and he's masterful at telling great truths in unusual settings. And in this show, Buffy is a teenager who is chosen to become the vampire slayer. Given special powers, her job is to destroy these creatures of evil. Now, her identity is supposed to be fairly secret. Her watcher knows, the council knows, but that's supposed to be it. For much of the series, not even her own mother understands why she's constantly getting into trouble. But when she lands in Sunnydale, this ironically named imaginary town in Southern California that sits on the hellmouth and spews all sorts of evil, her friends quickly figure out what she is about and they join in the effort, to the point where the line becomes, what, does everybody know you're the Slayer? Her friends see her and what she is doing for what she really is. And while others may try and deny the reality around them and before them, explaining away the strange occurrences, because none of it makes sense or fits their worldview, her friends know. And they're successful. Buffy is successful. Her friends are successful because they join in. She thrives because she has these friends and she relies on them. They each do what they can. They use the talents that they have. And when Buffy tries to go it alone, when she isn't honest and open with those around her, that is when things go south. And the same themes emerge in the wonderful Harry Potter series. When Harry Potter tries to be super wizard on his own, it doesn't turn out well. And the greatest challenges he faces, he overcomes when he relies on his friends to get through them. And we know that we need to teach these truths to our youth. Both of those are really young adult genres, right? We know that we need to teach to our youth to rely on those around us, And yet as adults, we try and act like we don't need others, like we don't need God. We feel like if we're doing a pretty good job of being a good person and living a good life and doing what we ought, sometimes we don't understand that we do need God. Not just in a nice addition and we get to listen to wonderful music on a Sunday morning, but that we're dependent. We're dependent on God for our life and the wonders in it, for the food, for the laughter, for our very breath. There's one Buffy episode in which someone makes a wish that Buffy had never come to the town of Sunnydale, that she had never arrived there. And in a blink, it was so. And we were shown what that world would have been like if she wasn't there, with curfews and death and desolation, many, many more vampires, evil, running around. And I wonder, what would our lives be like, our world be like, without Jesus, without this place, without each other, without the Christian community of the ages? Now, church is not perfect. Church is filled with people. People are not perfect. People have done terrible things to others while hiding within the church. The church has misused its power to continue evil institutions like slavery and promoted misogyny and oppression. People are imperfect, and we do awful things, shootings and abuse and greed. And the church has done great things. The church has helped to promote the dignity of every human being throughout the ages in spite of overwhelming evil. And people do wonderful things, racing in to help, tending to the wounded. When we are clear that we are on Team Jesus, that we are here to spread God's love and care to the world, even when it costs us, even when it confuses others, and even when they exclude, revile, and defame us because we are doing God's work, then we have a chance of doing the right thing when we know whose team we are on. This is a fallen world, and yet it is better for us being in it. Austin is better for this congregation having stood at this corner for all these years, with or without the races. We are flawed vessels of God's redeeming love and grace. We are saint and sinner. We are redeemed by God's love, and we are spreading that love to others. We are imperfect, poor, hungry, and weeping, and yet blessed in the midst of it. Because we know that we need Jesus, that we need God, we need each other. We know that we are blessed when we recognize it and know where our fullness, our laughter, and our true priorities are. Because we cannot do this on our own, no matter how comfortable, wealthy, and content we are. We need a Savior, and thanks be to God, we have one. And blessed are those who know it. Amen.
You can find more lectures and sermons on iTunes by searching for St. David's Episcopal Church in Austin, Texas, or visit our website at saintdave.org and click on the podcast button.